welcome everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today I have a very special guest. Once again, we have Saint Germain honoring us to come back on today. And today is going to be open lines where you can call in and have any of your questions answered by Saint Germain. And also, I would like for you to give him a very warm welcome today and an extra warm welcome for happy birthday to Saint Germain. Today is Saint Germain's birthday, and we're so blessed and honored to have him come back down here on planet Earth and help us through these most perilous times. So a big happy birthday to you, Saint Germain. I am so grateful. I am so humbly honored to have you on our show today. And happy, happy, happy birthday, and thanks a million from my heart and soul for all that you're doing for humanity. Saint Germain walked into the four-year-old body of Mark Jesness in the year 1971 in Redwood City, California. And upon arrival, Saint Germain received a message that he would have to wait until later in life and receive yet another message, which was the permission to come into the public and serve. Saint Germain realized more and more his two main gifts of miracles and prophecy. At a very early age, he began to realize that he could help sick people and animals. From early on, Saint Germain had constant dreams where he traveled out of body in his etheric body to the etheric plane, where we visit in between embodiments, to specific etheric retreats or mystery schools, receiving teachings about soul groups from different constellations and higher forms of healing, magnetism, and higher forms of communications, interstellar communications with handheld crystals. The instructors are from 7 to 10 feet in height, feminine and masculine, robed in white. Saint Germain performed many miracles when he was young and continues to these days. Saint Germain is shown future and past events, both personal, planetary, and cosmic, happening primarily in the dream state while out of body. But in recent years, there have been numerous events revealed in the awakened state, in lucid dreams and meditations. The miracles and revelations have been abundant in manifestation. The 2012 prophecies of the Mayan calendar have been revealed to Saint Germain in the utmost detail. Saint Germain was twice shown the vision of the 2012 prophecy, first when he was 16 years old in 1984, and then at age 25 in the year 1993. Saint Germain is a keynote speaker, lecturer, and a facilitator of meditations, affirmations, visualizations, sound healings, and more. He is also an author, musician, singer, and songwriter. In his journeys through time and many lives, he was the first being to bring the Mayan calendar to humanity, which he brought with him from the Pleiades. Saint Germain's mission is to simply remind people of things that they might have forgotten through time, because Saint Germain believes that everyone knew everything in the beginning. He is here to trigger memory by practicing self-mastery techniques through the cleansing of the four lower bodies, physical, mental, emotional, and the etheric body, or what is called the memory body. He utilizes techniques to trigger memory, enabling beings to have the option to remember who they are, their lineage name, where they come from, how they got here, why they are here, and where they are going. Saint Germain's memory spans over 1 million years in four different constellations. He has served in the solar system, the Pleiades, in Lyra, Cyrus, and before that, in the great central sun source. Hey, Saint Germain, thank you so much for coming on today, and happy, happy birthday again, my dear.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Well, today we're going to have open lines, Saint Germain, so people that are listening that have any questions, they can call in and get their questions answered. But I guess in the meantime, what we'll just do is we'll just go ahead with the show. And there's just a few different questions here that I was thinking about that maybe you could help the listeners understand that people are really wondering about nowadays.
Sure.
So if there's if this is something that you know you want to touch upon, fine. If it's something that you don't want to talk about, it's okay too. I don't, you know, it you just pretty much just lead the way along the lines that you want to bring the message across, okay?
Okay, excellent.
Okay, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, excellent.
Okay, I can hear you better now. Okay, one of the things that people are really talking about now, Saint Germain, is the 8808 coming up with the Olympics. Many people are saying that this is a very significant date and that something really big is about to happen on that date, which is going to bring a very huge change into the world. And some are saying that they feel it's quite positive. Can you touch upon that and tell us what you know about that?
Well, in this moment, just in the intuition, all of the, like the 777 last year and the 666 before that and the 555, you know, each day, you know, each year we have these, like next year we'll have the 999, et cetera.
Right.
And each of these days is definitely, you know, has significance, and there are changes and things, you know, lining up, because it's all in the it's the reflection of the master numbers of those days. Because a master number is any number that is, you know, multiplied or is like, let's say 333 or 77 or the number 11 or any number that's consistent, like 99999, et cetera. Those are master numbers. So there's always going to be different harmonic convergences, so to speak, on these days, and there's so many that are happening each year and each and every day. Actually, there's smaller things that are happening on a smaller level, but and nothing that I could say that would be for the whole planet. That's the prophecy that has to do with about five years from now, actually,
okay,
the Mayan prophecy. But there are, yeah, of course, subtle changes and upgrades and to the matrix of the planet and ourselves, to the energies of the planet and ourselves during these times. 888 definitely is going to be a powerful day, as will 999 next year, etc. And same with the harmonic convergence that was in 1987 and. That was, I believe, what they called the 8-8. Then there was the 9-9, the 10-10, the 11-11 gathering, the 12-12 gatherings. That was all in the late 80s and early 90s, and those all had different significances as well, and marking different celestial lineups and different things. But doesn't really happen on a global scale until the great change of what we know as the new sphere, according to the Mayan calendar.
And when is that? That's in the year of 2012?
Well, the finish of the calendar is in December 2012. But the most important part to focus on, if we are interested in prophecy and in the future and the world change, is to focus on what they call the seven mystic moons that follow December 2012.
Right. So that was the ones that, that's so, the date
that
you were talking about the last show on July 25th. 2013.
Exactly. So after the mystic moons of December 2012, which means seven more months, which puts us at seven more moons that past that time, which would put us at July 2013, and that the actual change would be on July 25th in the late evening, approximately around 7 p.m., July 25th, 2013, with the raining fire. With the great change, it's not just for some of us that are in tune with, say, 888. It would be for each and every being on the planet.
Right. Also, what about what can you tell us about the Galactic Federation? Is this for real? Are they really out there watching over us as our guardians? Like what we're reading about. Is this all really happening, or what do you know about that? Because so many people, including myself, read all the channelings about the Galactic Federation on a weekly basis, as well as believe that this is all true.
Well, we have to take everything with a bucket of salt, of course, but but to understand that, yeah, that indeed there's, I mean, the original foundation of this planet was set up through the beings coming from the god star Sirius or Cyrus, with different members of what they do call the Galactic Confederation, or those of the upper celestial management system and the hierarchy that are from all these other different constellations and from different stars that we're familiar with, different star systems, and that did come here 500 million years ago to have the original settlement in the Middle Earth in what they had called Shambhala, and that was the original capital city founded 500 million years ago in the Middle Earth, and that was founded through these members of the Galactic Confederation, we could call that, or the upper celestial management system. These beings coming from Sirius, beings of the Melchizedek order, and of other different spiritual orders throughout the cosmos that help with seeding planets and with the So indeed, they have been here and always will be, but not allowed to overtly change our evolution, as free will is in charge. So they can only appear really upon being called through certain prayers and decrees. And I'm in direct contact with some of the members of the Federation and beings from other star systems, and it's just one big cosmic family. And just understand that we are not from, say, planet Earth in this solar system, or from the Pleiades, or from Andromeda, or Sirius, that we're all just visiting these places, that everybody's coming from the source, from the great central sun, from the eternal isle of paradise, from the great hub, the home of the great spirit, or creator, or however we choose to term that. And we have to go through the God Star Sirius to get back there, so... to understand that that is the brightest star that we can see from Earth. It's the brightest, it's the only star that reflects light directly from the great central sun to where we are. It keeps us connected with home and where we all come from. And that actually today, July 26th, is the day that we are closest to the God Star Sirius. It's actually on this day, which is what they call the day out of time, or the first day of the Mayan calendar, which is the White Wizard, is the galactic signature for today. So it is a special day today, and it has to do with the Mayan calendar, the White Wizard, with the God Star Sirius, and those of the Federation that do return when the prophecy comes in approximately 5 years from now, after the seven mystic moons in 2013. There's the raining fire and the meteors, and then there's a large craft that's coming from Sirius. It doesn't land, but just circles the Earth once, and the critical master group Avatar stands up and is the positive grounding anchor for the fifth dimension and restores what they call the new sphere, or the fifth dimension, the unified consciousness on the surface for each and every human being here. So this is the official beginning of the seventh and final golden age of Aquarius, where there's only music and art in the 2,000-year celebration, where all our dreams manifest times 10,000 in just a few short moments, July 25th, 2013, in the late evening late afternoon around 7 p.m. So there is a lot of activity with the Federation, and not everybody's in direct contact with them, but usually it's in the dream time or in deep meditations, or just being in nature, that we would have these kind of either telepathic messages or visitations or encounters, and it's just so abundant now with the craft and all across the world, and that how many people actually have seen craft, or that at least, you know, that have witnessed these vehicles. You know, in the Bible it says, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud," and that the gods travel in cloud-like vehicles, and a lot of these lenticular or these disc-shaped clouds are covers for these craft that are part of the Federation, and that they're ever present if we're just looking up to witness these certain disc-shaped clouds, especially here in Mount Shasta, where it's ever present.
Another question, you was talking about the Bible. I was listening to a show on the internet the other night where there was a lady that said that she's discovered through much research that the teachings in the Bible is all myth. What can you say about that?
Well, there's been a lot of editing in the Bible, and there's been a lot of things that were deleted, and the things that are still there need to be interpreted literally instead of, I mean, excuse me, symbolically instead of literally.
Right.
So, but just understand there's a huge amount of editing.
In the Bible.
Yeah, especially even in just the Jesus' Lord's Prayer, you know, which originally had I am in front of each of the lines in the prayer, you know, where it empowered the self instead of something outside of the self.
Right.
The true salvation is elevating the self from within, not from outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, just for example, it was, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. So again, it's empowering the self, not something outside. As the true meaning of salvation is an anagram, actually, the word salvation. S stands for self, and elevation is a form of elevation. So it's self-elevation, salvation. So it's elevating from inside, and yeah, with the Bible, there was a lot of editing.
Well,
it was for power and control and for manipulation and for greed and other things, and to say, well, you need to come to my church in order to have the afterlife, and if you don't come to my church, then, well, you know, maybe you won't, you know, have a chance to live on after this, and to
exactly, you got to come to my church to find God. They tell you.
And then the other ladies over here, the other deacon, and she's, oh no, you need to come to my church. And the other person, oh no, if you don't come to mine. So it was, you know, that was the whole trying to keep the salvation on the outside, and just the manipulation, perversion, and yeah, I am was probably the main prefix that was really edited out of the Bible in the biggest way, out of so many other things, but that was at the beginning of many sentences, let's just say that.
And there's so many people that believe every single word in it, and so many wars that has been fought because of what they've learned from it. And will people, before 2012, will people ever realize, wake up, and understand, or believe, or?
Well, with the miracles that happen between now and then, and the grandest miracle ever that's witnessed by everybody, when that change happens, it pretty much puts everybody in perspective almost instantaneously, and all they have to do is make a choice at that moment.
At that time.
And it's usually like over 90% are just going to be like, well, sure, I'm ready to step into the fifth dimensional heaven-like frequency of perfection here on Earth. That sounds perfect, because it's actually a re-anchoring of the fifth dimensional etheric plane, the place that we go, that warm, comfortable place that we go to in between incarnations. It'll be right here on the surface. Like when we die and you go to that warm heavenly place, it'll actually be right here. And there is no separation between here and the surface. It was here before the fall of the angels, when the immortals were tempted by the mortals and procreated, which is forbidden by Elohim. And that was what the whole, over 10 million of the angels had fallen into that temptation. One-third of the angels who were immortal fell into that temptation, and that's when the fall had happened. But the first three root races was perfect in the fifth dimensional frequency, so we're just returning to how it once was.
So does that mean after that time there'll be no death on Earth, no sickness?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the fifth dimensional frequency is free of any contamination or time or space as we know it. It's a unified conscious, unified heart, one mind, one conscious, no questions, just answers. Yeah, it's heaven. It's sweet.
At that time, then we'll take places of who we truly are, whether we're masters or whatever.
Yeah, you'll just be able to. Your inner gifts will be fully honored by each and all.
Wow,
how
beautiful!
And you'll be able to gift. You know, your inner gifts. You will be able to give to the global tilth in the most sophisticated fifth-dimensional barter system that works perfectly, where everybody just honors their own gifts and receives other gifts in the process, and it's like a perfect running clock.
So all this crazy chaos and stuff that we're all getting stressed out about now and worrying about, like the economy crashing and this and that and the other, is pretty much just a useless waste of our time, because we only have like a few more years before we slip into this incredible beauty and wonderful new world. So it's like, Why are we even doing this?
Well, everybody has a choice through the free will. You know, the key is just to stay positive, to funnel all of your energy into your best creative ability, and to know your life will be sustained when you do that, and to funnel it through your own gifts, preferably in music or art in some way, shape, or form, as that is the whole theme and premise of the planet for the next 2,000 years and just 59 months from now,
mm-hmm.
so that we can... Just know and have that utter faith, hope, and trust that everything is going to be perfect, and to not listen to anybody who is talking about any negative prophecies or cataclysms or anything in that nature, to hold the positive frequency and to be part of that critical mass, the group avatar that is returned to achieve this first ever event in the cosmos of what they call the global ascension, where billions of souls rise up as one in a few short moments. So we just have to be fearless and know there is no fear, and that the victory is ours, and we have the sustained numbers that can't be reversed, and all we have to do is just be patient and positive, and again, funnel our energies into our greatest creative ability, and that our life will be sustained.
What about people that are getting really scared about they have to move from the coast and they have to move into the mountains and they have to get out of Florida and they have to get off of islands, they have to get far inland.
There's too many of these maps and things that have come out about the future that just simply aren't true. There's plan A, B, and C. A is like no cataclysms, and that's the plan I'm on. B is like some cataclysms and things, and then C is like worst case scenario, but all that has been changed, you know, because of the consciousness and because of all these different beings that are doing all this light work and love work, or however you like to say that, this spiritual works across the planet and with the mantras and the personal and planetary decrees to transmute the negativities and to requalify them back in the great central sun. And, you know, there's thousands of groups all over the world that are doing daily mantras and the prayers to transmute all these things. So we don't need to take heed to any of the plan B and C, which is really not even existent at this time. We've already been through all those kind of changes in the past, and there's no reason to go down that road. So many of the maps that did come out, or that have come out about the future, did have some truth in them, I believe, when they first came out, but I believe a lot of that has been transmuted and that a lot of that isn't true. It possibly could have been the scenario, say, 30 or 40 years ago, but there's just been so much consciousness moving forward that there's no reason to listen to anybody who's going to feed anybody information about tsunamis or anything like that. Even just to mention those words, transmute that word. So it just even mentioning that word helps give it credence, and helps it grow. So it's important not even to talk about anything that has to do with fear or anything that's co-absolute or impermanent. It's just better to speak in absolutes, things that are forever, everlasting, and immortal, instead of mortal, and to realize that's just an old program that we don't need anymore.
So where is this all coming from? Is this coming from negative beings that are out there taking advantage, basically, of our innocence
you could say that. Just know in the Mayan calendars, there's 13 lords of light and the 9 lords of darkness. So we definitely have them outweighed, but there is presence on the planet of the laggards or the fallen ones, or however we choose to term that. But nothing that couldn't be redeemed in a few short moments in 59 months from now.
Is there such a thing as Nisera?
I'm not really, I don't involve myself with any organizations, really. I just have heard secondhand things about this group. I don't really concern myself with a lot of different groups.
You didn't see anything like that manifesting.
Not an expert on Nisara.
Yeah.
But, I know a lot of people that have contributed money to Nisara, and I haven't really followed up. I don't know what's really going on there.
What do you know about orbs? What are they? The orbs, the little light beings that we get on our are digital cameras nowadays, these beautiful little light beings and the different beautiful orbs, what are they?
Well, these are intelligence. These are actual beings. Usually when we travel in the light bottle, we usually travel in an orb or in a sphere. And so it's usually just a vehicle or that we take on that shape while we're in transit.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's just my intuition again in this moment. Just to understand that digital cameras are capturing the infrared, the spectrum that other cameras aren't. So you're going to be capturing a lot more, picking up a lot of other different light that you wouldn't be seeing, say with an old print camera. So again, those would be showing up a lot. And there's different kinds, definitely. I'm not an expert in orbs, but have seen, you know, nothing but them keep showing up on roll after roll and in cameras and on the pictures that I'm taking. But yeah, it's intelligence. These are actually beings, different people have different connections, and I don't think there's one given answer for orbs, that it could be from elementals to ascended beings and to angels and to different, I think there's quite a few different definitions.
What about the Sasquatch? Do you know anything about the Sasquatch?
Well, that was I just finished my fifth book, and that was on Sasquatch. Yep, I just finished that. There's over 700 names that I collected, and I had some good experiences with them. Coming from Maldek or Melona, this planet that was between Mars and Jupiter, which is now the asteroid belt.
I can't hear you.
Excuse me. They're coming from Maldek or Melona, which is now the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. They were allowed to come here to continue with their evolution, but not to interfere or to overlap with our evolution, as they're in a different place on the path, so to speak. They came with the agreement of being the guardians of Shambhala and Middle Earth, the original Garden of Eden, and the sanctuary of the fifth dimension inside the planet, to keep the third dimensional fallen beings on the surface from contaminating the fifth dimensional purity of Middle Earth and of Shambhala. So they're living in the caves of the world, in lava tubes and limestone caves and different entrances. It's usually in the mountainous regions. For example, in America, there's over 2,300 different place names just for Bigfoot, and they're all along summit ridges and peaks and mountains here in the U.S. So, yeah, they're coming from a planet that was in our system that ended in gravitation bombs in a large war and ended up blowing up the whole planet, which is now, again, the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. So, yeah, they're all over the planet. I've been able to trek in the Himalayas and in the Andes and in the Rockies and in the west coast of the United States, and a lot of good encounters, and collected a lot of different artifacts and videos, etc., and eyewitness accounts, and been able to actually, I was just talking with one of the chiefs here around Mount Shasta, Charlie Tom, just yesterday, who's the chief of the Karuk tribe, is one of the five main tribes that surround the volcano here. And we were actually just talking about Bigfoot just yesterday. Because the Indian chiefs have an immense amount of incredible experiences, and Charlie's got some really nice firsthand stories, and we've been sharing on and off throughout the years. And Floyd Buckskin, who's also another huge influence and dear friend, who's in charge of the Ajumawi tribe, or the Pitt River tribe, shares some incredible stories and just amazing things around the mountain here. Just in Mount Shasta, we have over 400 lava caves and tubes on the east side of the mountain that have been in habitation by the Bigfoot.
Wow. So we share this earth with many, many different species that we don't even realize that are here.
Yeah, there's quite a few that are in the ocean, definitely, that haven't been rediscovered, in a lot of the lakes when we hear about these serpents and these different creatures that live in the lakes. These un yet rediscovered dinosaurs, actually, that are scattered throughout the world in over 100 different lakes and in the oceans. As the Middle Earth oceans are connected with the outer Earth oceans and underground rivers, they can go to and from. As Middle Earth is just loaded with the prehistoric and mammoths and giant thunderbird types, etc., brontosaurus to giant 150-foot-long serpents and 7-foot-tall tortoises, and everything's bigger on the inside, and those oceans are connected. So a lot of the sea stories, sea serpent stories, and giant squid, etc., there's just so much reality to these. And there was a serpent. There was an unblemished specimen caught in 1937 in the Cadboro Bay off of Vancouver Island that was cut out of the stomach of a sperm whale, of an untouched serpent, which they named Cadborosaurus. And that's just one of many, many different of these forms, of these evolved forms of dinosaurs, etc. You know, just to know that the Congo in Africa has been there since the Cretaceous time, you know, that is an untouched swamp for over 65 million years, 50,000 square miles with no roads, and it's all swamp that's been there for since the time of the dinosaurs, and that there still are even land dinosaurs in the Congo at this time.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, so it's there's so many, you know, I mean, there's so many species. Especially in the ocean, it's countless of the thousands of species that have never been rediscovered in this age.
You're cutting out again.
Excuse me.
Hello,
so
are you
maybe
there?
Maybe I can share a little bit about the prophecy again. If we can get back to that, just to share, is that okay?
Sure, go right ahead. I'm barely hearing you.
Okay, sorry, I've got to make sure I'm right here.
Yeah, there you go.
So...
I'm holding on here, though. I'm trying to hold on to every word you say. Every word is just so incredibly...
So just understand that I've been here for 226,000 years. The last place I was serving was in Pleiades before here. As far as the prophecy and my connection with the Maya, I happen to have been this certain individual... that's responsible for receiving and bringing the calendar here as one of these kings of the Maya. So fortunate to be one of the kings in the Aztec and in the Inca as well. And again, just to remind people of this rotation that our that we make around the Pleiades constellation, and that's what the Mayan calendar is based upon in one aspect, there's so many different rotations and aspects of the calendar, but to know that roughly, we make a circle roughly every just under 26,000 years around Pleiades, and that we're only 5 years away from the end of this circle, and that we begin what they call the awakened state, or the coming into the new sphere in just a few short years from now, and start the next cycle around Pleiades. There's the photon belt, which bisects the Pleiades and our solar system, and we reach the heart of this highly charged photon energy belt in approximately 5 years from now. And in the heart of the belt, we have what they call the interdimensional rescue bubble. This is a shield that protects us from the meteors. And so just understand all the movies about that are depicting negative things, that all the movies that have the meteors that are showing death and showing these things happening is really not what happens, that none of the meteors hit. There's actual protective shield that protects us. So the meteors just wipe away all the satellites, and that's what causes the core dump, or the electronic core dump, which everybody was talking about that was going to happen in the year 2000, that all the computers would stop. And actually they do, and it's just 12 years off. Everybody was very close. They were just on a different calendar. So the correct calendar, or the more, let's say, the closer calendar, is the one that has to do with the Mayan calendar and with the indigenous calendars of the planet coming through the Hopi and Aztec and Inca and Maya and many different parts of the world that tune in with 2012. So many of the things that were said to happen in the year 2000 are going to happen, but everybody was just 12 years off, and really just in the grander scheme of time, that was just really just a blink They were just, you know, literally a few seconds off. It's 12 years is nothing. We're just 59 months away now, which is just a few short weeks, if we look at it that way, from the change. So to know that none of the meteors do hit, that the communication satellites and all those things in orbit are wiped away in a few short moments, and that God has everybody's attention in that moment. And that's when this craft from the God Star Sirius, those of the Federation and our extended cosmic family, just make one pass around the Earth in this very large craft that's about as large as the moon. It's about as wide as the United States, and it just circles one time. And the ones who are fearless, what we call the critical mass or the group avatar, the ones who chose to come back to be the positive grounding anchor for the fifth dimension, just stand up and it's finished within just seconds. Before we know it, it's already done, and there's like this warm breeze that just comes over us. As soon as you see the craft after the raining fire, there's just a warm breeze, this fifth dimensional breeze, and you can just breathe deep again and realize that you're glowing back in the fifth dimensional harmony, and that we made it, so to speak. So that's the official beginning of the seventh and final golden age of Aquarius, and back into the harmony, or what they call the new sphere. So if you're interested in the Mayan calendar, the main part to focus on is the seven mystic moons, which brings us to July 2013. And the Nazca Plain in South America, it's etched in stone 2011. In the Yucatan, it's etched 2012, and in North America, it's etched in other stones 2013. I wish it was this morning. I hope it's tonight, but I know it's I know it's all in the right moment, and that we have to be into the heart of the photon belt, and that these certain cycles, cosmic cycles, and things need to line up, and that's when everything lines up at the highest level. It's like the 8-8, there's a lineup, etc., and all these other sub-lineups that we have until the great lineup, or the grand lineup. So it's going to be awesome again, just to know it can't be reversed, the victory is ours, and we have to do is stay positive, and if we don't have anything good to say, not to say it.
I couldn't hear a lot of what you were saying, so I hope I'm not butting in and interrupting you while you're talking. I'm not picking you up clear at all. I'm barely hearing your voice.
Okay.
But I can't understand what you're saying. So if I start talking and you're talking, please forgive me.
It's no problem.
Thanks
for reminding me.
It's not that I'm being rude at all.
No, it's perfect.
Now I can hear you really well. I'm not sure if...
So just understand that it is going to be good again in a few short months from now, and that it can't be reversed, that the victory is ours, and that everything is in place, and all of our dreams manifest literally times 10,000 in just a few short moments on the day of the great change, and that, you know, that so many people said the change was going to happen in 2000, but we were just a few short years off, and it's no big deal, and that it still is going to manifest, and we will succeed, and all we have to do is just funnel our energies into our greatest creative abilities, and just to not listen to anything that's outside of perfection and positive projections of the future.
So all this running around and trying to store up food and water and all this other crazy chaotic,
it doesn't really need to be. I mean, we can definitely have a store of food is good. I mean, if we're, say, in Tornado Alley, and you know they're coming every, you know, and there's five that month, or of course we need to prepare.
Right.
But I wouldn't, I don't think there's any need for any extensive storing of any kind. But just for, say, the immediate, maybe... just, you know, a few months, maybe. It doesn't hurt to have some food stored, of course.
Right.
Definitely, in case there's a fire that might come through, like I'm here. We had over 3,000 fires just here in North America. I mean, in Northern California, just over the last 3.5 weeks.
Right. I've been reading about that.
So, but not to be fanatical in it, no. But just to, yeah, sure, why not have some if you have an option to store a little bit. but not to create any kind of unnerving energy, always to be breathing deep, knowing that, you know, I'm just having some extra food on hand. You know, if you are in a certain place where it's known for, like, say, earthquakes, if you're living right on a fault line, then of course you might want to have something like that, but not to create any kind of unrest with yourself or others.
Right.
And to to project that in any way.
Exactly.
Is really feeding that and does, in my eyes, doesn't need to be.
At the time of this great shift, I guess I call it, that you were just telling us about, when we step into the fifth dimension, will we be seeing, will we be together again with all of our family and friends and animals and everything that has gone on before us? Will we be able to be with them again?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll see everybody who's passed on, and yeah, it's gonna be a reunion of unprecedented levels.
Oh man, I am so ready for that. That is great.
Yeah, this has never happened. This is the first time ever event in the history of the cosmos to have a global ascension and to be able to have billions of souls rise up as one and to be at every level, and to be totally free of any binds that we might have, say, with this earth, and just totally free to go to other thought and to other planets and to other star systems and to higher dimensions at will, just at the blink of an eye.
And we can just do that through the thought process, right?
Indeed, yeah, because we've already been traveling at the speed of light in the past, and now we'll be traveling at the speed of thought, because the speed of light actually just for an example, it takes over 100,000 years just for light to travel across our Milky Way.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a real practical way to travel in long distances. So it's just at the speed of thought.
Wow.
It's the mastering the creative power of thought. It's total mastery of the power of creative thought. So what they call theta consciousness. Or theta, the theta state, THETA.
Is that the way we travel at night? Because I know every night of my life I leave. As soon as I go to sleep, I go to places all over.
Yeah, for a lot
is that
of us,
how we travel?
For a lot of us, it can be at the speed of thought. Yeah, not for everybody at this point, but I would say for many it is indeed.
Wow, awesome.
But that we'll all be back on that similar playing level, let's say, and there won't be any gaps, say, in the consciousness as soon as the chain hits. The whole time and space continuum is shattered and everybody's back in on the same level. No classes, no money, no separation of any kind.
And there's absolutely nothing here on this earth that can stop this from coming, right?
Not in my heart, no. I just hold the perfect vision, knowing that everybody's in place and that there's millions that have chosen to come back that have already graduated or ascended, that are part of what they call the critical mass or group avatar. The minimum number is 55 million, and we're way past that number. So to me, it's irreversible, and that all we have to do is, again, just stay focused on the inner gifts and funnel our energies in that.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks. Listen, Saint Germain, we're getting down almost to closing time. We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
And if there's anything that you want to tell the people about, like your website, like your awesome music, tell them how they can get them, you know, your CDs and DVDs.
Okay.
And also, how can people take courses of your teachings?
Okay. Well, again, yeah, they could just look at the website to have an idea, you know, how to get in touch with us. There's contact information there. There is a tour schedule there that give people an idea of where I'm going to be and where these conferences are. I'm mainly on the road. We do receive people in different groups here in Mount Shasta during the summer and fall months when it's beautiful here. The winters are a little intense, but just receiving different groups from Europe, Canada, South America, Central America here during the summer and fall, and then usually on the road, averaging 1,200 to 1,500 miles a week, doing conferences, usually weekend conferences, and doing concerts. So again, you can take a peek at the site if we choose to, and to get some more information. I'm just thankful I'm going to be out in Pennsylvania here in another, in Westchester, speaking on the first weekend of August, and that's the next event that's coming up. I'm really looking forward to being out in Pennsylvania, and then going to actually be back there in Valley Forge in October at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Valley Forge. And I'm looking forward to that as well, with some old friends and other speakers that will be there. So that's just awesome. But, yeah, it's mainly just traveling the planet. I'm looking forward to going back to Asia, into the Middle East, and to the Far East this winter, and doing more works there. So check out the website at SaintGermainViolettFlame.com, SaintGermainViolettFlame.com, if you choose to.
It's www.SaintGermainViolettFlame.com.
And the email is heartoftheviolettflame@yahoo.com if you want to, say, just get straight onto the email list and have some information sent out to you about the functions we're doing here. I have a big conference here in September for 6 days that I'm doing, which is awesome. We have people attending from 4 different countries, minimum so far that I know of, and it's just going to be awesome. So, yeah, it's Heart of the Violet Flame, if you choose to get heartoftheviolettflame@yahoo.com for email information.
And this will be up on my show page. So that anybody that wants to go there and get this information from my show page, it's on Station 1 of BBSRadio.com, and it'll be up for at least another 5-6 days, because I'm not going to be putting up my new show page till probably around Saturday or Sunday of this coming week. So any information that you missed writing down that Saint Germain just gave you regarding his website or his email address, you can just go to my show page. It's Straight from the Heart, and it's on Station 1, and you'll see my name there by it, Juliana Tibbetts, and you can get all this information right there. Saint Germain, thank you so very, very much for coming on today, and your information is absolutely awesome, and I can't wait for this show to be archived so I can listen to it and hear the parts that I missed.
I really appreciate you and everything you're doing there, and it's just an honor to be.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I will be in touch with you. Bless you. I so appreciate everything you're doing for us all. And thank you for your time coming on today on this special day, your birthday. That's so very generous of you. And Fee and Doug, if you're listening, thank you so much for the letter you sent out, so I got to be introduced to this incredible soul, Saint Germain. So thank you guys so much. And my website, if you'd all like to go and check out my little website, I now have a website, and it's www.theangelandme.com, and that's theangelandme.com. And it is a website being created a little bit at a time, so that's what makes it kind of fun, because every time you go on, you're going to find something a little different, and you can read a little bit about me and who I am and where I came from, which I guess I'm pretty much like everybody else on this planet. I really don't know where I came from. I think I came from the Caribbean, but who knows where I came from? What Saint Germain says, this really is none of our homes. We're just visiting, traveling through. But thank you all so much for listening. Bless you. I hope the information that Saint Germain brought to you today gave you some hope. I know it definitely gave me a lot of hope, a lot of joy. It just stay calm. Don't get all frazzled and dazzled through all this chaos that's going on. I know it's really, really hard not to do that. I myself have my days where I'm down in the dumps, but then, hey, just think about the great teachings of Saint Germain. He came all this way back after all these years to help us out and give us this incredible wisdom and knowledge. Share this with us. So hold on to that. Focus on that. Let's create that and bring in this beautiful, beautiful world. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Bless you all. Saint Germain, I love you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
And my next guest for my next show will be 2 weeks from today, which will be the 9th of August. And you will be hearing some incredible wisdom and knowledge shared with you by a gentleman from France whose name is Xavier Hermes. He's a great author and full of many wisdoms. So if you'll tune in, same time, 2 weeks from today, Saturday, August the 9th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, you'll hear that show. And also on my website, you can go on my website and keep checking on my website because my archives are there. So just in case you miss my show because you can't be there to listen or you're got to work or whatever, you can just go on my website and follow the instructions and listen to the archives for free. Saint Germain, thank you. Bless you. Don, thank you so much. Thank you, BBS staff. Thank you, listeners. Bless you for coming and wisdom with us today. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Much love. Stay calm. Stay cool. Share love. Be peaceful. Stay happy. Don't worry. It's all going to be okay. Love you. Thanks for listening.